The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Pandemic 2020. Pandemic 2020. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. If you've got questions about the coronavirus, call now 877-970-2999 and talk to the experts.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. We appreciate you. I see the calls up already, 877-970-2999. Hillary Kramer is going to join us momentarily. And she's an investment analyst and portfolio manager and nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Game Changer Investing. She has got such great advice, and she's going to join us momentarily. She got stuck in some traffic. Did they say, Frankie, they closed the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel? Is that what you're telling
me? According to Hillary's email, and we can confirm with Debbie, but according to Hillary's email, they blocked the Holland Tunnel. So I don't know if that means because she's coming from uptown, there's an obstruction over by the Holland Tunnel downtown here, or if there's some sort of a blockage in terms of going through the Holland Tunnel. We'll find out from Debbie. Yeah. But she is poised to take your financial questions. So if people have finance questions, they should give us a call at 877-970-2999.
You're more than welcome to do that. Let me go to Sam. Let me grab the Sam. He's our buddy from Manhattan. We love you, Sam. Appreciate you always listening. How are you making out through all of this, Sammy?
I you know what? I got to figure a way to channel all this energy. I literally put myself out there to all my friends and families and my associates. I came back from New Orleans a couple of weeks ago because everything I have got canceled. So I literally got nothing to do for at least 8 weeks, as you know. I'm involved in events and logistics and transportation for event planners. So you can just imagine I got nothing to do for 8 weeks. I thought I was going to go to Florida for a couple of weeks, but there's nothing to do over there either. I thought about going back to Egypt. My sister said, hey, why don't you just come on in and enjoy yourself? There's nothing to do over there either. So nowhere to go, nothing to do. Is it okay if I can call you every hour, Joe? Is that all right?
Sure. You know what? But it's it's all over the world, though, Sammy. You know what I mean? It's all over the world, the shutting down, which is scary.
Let me share something with you. Yeah. First of all, I have my other sister lives in Kuwait. And from her apartment, she was FaceTiming me. She was showing me, first of all, she's been locked in her apartment for 2 weeks now. Her kids are home. Her husband works right out of from the house. So they're all on lockdown, only allowed to go outside if they're going to the supermarket or going to the pharmacy. If they go out just to go out, the police is so aggressive. She's right on the beach. So she was showing me how, like, if anybody even decides to wander around the beach, they're very, very aggressive. So here's what's going to happen, Joe, from the most positive guy you ever know in your life. So just like I predicted, Joe Biden is going to be, he's going to win the primary, and he's going to grab Michelle Obama to be his running mate. And then these lovely, despicable media people are going to succeed to tank the economy.
Michelle Obama, man.
Are the chances of Joe Biden win the presidency? And then as soon as he gets into the office, of course, they're going to bring all the dirt on him, and they're going to tell you the guy's a screwball. And then Michelle Obama will take over. And then I'll go back to Egypt, and you're going to come with me, Joe.
Yeah, I'll come with you, man.
You'll be nice and hot just the way you like it. You'll be in Alexandria, just a quick flight away from Sicily.
Sammy. We'll do it, man. And
thank you for keeping it positive.
God bless you.
Honestly, I swear to God, I look forward to hear your voice in the morning because
thank you, brother.
It tells me that everything is going to be all right. Honestly,
God bless you.
Thank
you.
God for people
thank you.
Like you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Sim, too. And thanks so much for checking in. Thank you for your kind words. It's so true. You know what? He may not be that far removed because once Biden gets in, I'm telling you, if Joe Biden gets in, and he's not going to win, but he's going to get the nomination, clearly. So he gets in, and look at him. And I don't want to – I hate when people just go – attack everybody else on both sides, Republicans. What I just don't like any of that. So I say this respectfully and objectively. But Joe Biden, like when he was doing that video feed the other day, it was a I guess it was like a you know, like a Facebook kind of live thing. And then he just kind of froze there. And then Jill, his wife, had to come over and say, "Honey, come on, oh honey, you can leave now, honey." Oh, huh? And so this guy is running for president of the United States. I'm telling you, what if they pick and they, you know, they're going to do something shocking on the Democratic side. They put Michelle Obama in there. I don't think she'll go. I don't think she has, you know, commitment to the country in that regard. But telling you, they may do something like that. And maybe Oprah or somebody like that is going to be interesting to see if we ever get there, for crying out loud. Once we get through all of this, then we're going to concentrate on the politics of it all. But President Trump right now doing a great job. You got to look to some of the Democratic governors. I never thought, see, I always wondered when I watch somebody like Gavin Newsom in California, and I go, my God, you know, here he is, giving free to everything, giving free, you know, he's behind his $4 million mansion, not sending his kids to public school. And here he is, the homeless in Los Angeles, and in San Francisco. And I said, how does this guy get elected? Then, and you might have said that about Andrew Cuomo as well, after Andrew sides with the progressive socialists within the party, the very, very far left, you know, I don't even know what to call them, they call themselves progressives beyond that, the socialist communists. And when you see Andrew Cuomo side with them, you go, how do they get elected? Then you see the leadership qualities in Andrew Cuomo. Then you see the leadership qualities in Gavin Newsom. And yep, they're Democrats, man. You couldn't disagree with them more. You know what? You appreciate the leadership qualities. And that's probably why they got elected, because they are good in a, you know, in the heat of the moment. And you got to give Governor Cuomo credit like that. And if you watch Gavin Newsom, he was great on camera. As he's going to shut down, he's trying to shut down 40 million people, except for, you know, pharmacies and grocery stores and things. He's asking everybody to kind of stay put. So let's put politics has got to be aside. And when I see President Trump and he's saying, yeah, talk to Andrew Cuomo. I love that. I love that when they work. Doesn't that give you a good feeling when they work together? Oh, you know, if anything comes out of this, it would be great if we could all just kind of say, gosh, it was the time we all joined together. Meantime, you got these people saying, going after the president. And they're like accusing the president of calling it the Chinese virus, which is hysterical. It's hysterical. These people got us into the situation we are in with China. Let's go through the past two administrations, Barack Obama's administration and then the W administration. That's 16 years of George W. Bush and Barack Hussein Obama. And what did we do? We gave China anything they wanted. We had to make everything. We gave away the store, man, to China. Hey, you know what? It has nothing to do with them being Chinese. They're communists. They're communists. Okay? And you can't trust a communist. You just can't. And now look where we are. They make 95% of our drugs over there. And now they're threatening maybe not to send the drugs over here that we will need. And now they're sending things to Italy, and then, oh, look what the ventilators and the masks they're sending. They were supposed to send masks here. They turned the ships around because they needed them. And they have those wet markets are what caused this problem, and it's not going to be the last thing, I'm telling you. Yet, don't say Chinese virus. Yes, say Chinese virus. Go right between them. Shut them down. But I hope to God, because I heard that Jeff Bezos has been at the White House, which is huge news. And I'm hoping that Bezos and Donald J. Trump are sitting down talking, saying, you gotta stop with the China thing, man. I know you make great money, but now mankind is at stake. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Mankind, our survival is at stake now because of greed and corruption in the big corporations. Not to sound like Bernie Sanders, but it's true. Now they're giving, slave labor, Nike. Look all the where they make the shoes for nothing. They don't care. The iPhone, this iPhone that breaks all the time.
Make it in America. We got to bring everything back. I'm telling you, hopefully we learned something here. And I say, this is a funny story I got to tell you from my friend Mancow in Chicago. He texted me. I finally lost it, Mancow said. I was at a grocery store earlier and saw this guy whose cart was full to the brim with hand sanitizers, baby wipes, soaps, everything that people need. I called him selfish and talked about the elderly families and people who need those essentials. I also told him he needs to stop being so selfish and get it together. And then the guy said to him, are you done? I really need to get back to restocking the shelves now. It was the guy that worked in the store stocking the shelves. So, man, guys, you know, so you got to watch who you're going after, you know. So, and we appreciate, by the way, all the folks who are at the stores working like that. Hey, Hillary Kramer is going to join us momentarily. We're waiting for her to get through some traffic. Let me grab some calls if I can now because we want to talk this out at a quarter after 9 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Hey, Justin, good morning. Justin, nice of you to call. How you doing this morning and what is on your mind?
Great. Yeah, Joe, the reason I called, and I'll make a quick comment, I remember as a science teacher showing the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Spacey, that dealt with the fictional virus Matoba out of Africa that was by an infected monkey. Now, the public didn't take it seriously, but I really incorporated that into my curriculum when I was teaching. And I think that we should concentrate that in the future, instead of the global warming, concentrate on infectious diseases and how they can affect the world population.
Yeah, very true. Justin, thanks. And great analogy there, talking about the film Outbreak. And thanks for your service as a teacher, by the way, Justin. And to go in there, not only that, if you look at Contagion, the film Contagion, you want to watch a scary film. And I hesitate to do it. I mean, the kids are supposed to be watching Contagion, but we're doing the social distancing thing, you know. And I'm thinking that was right on the money because it started. I don't want to give it away. Frank, hold your ears because Frank doesn't like when we give plots away to movies. But anyway. Let me just put it this way. It's exactly what's happening now. How did the writers know that? How were we aware of that?
I should show you the picture of Frank and him trying not to hear what you're saying. He's got both fingers in his ear and he's going.
Let me go to our buddy Judy. Judy in Brooklyn. Hi, Judy. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Sometimes I get up later. Today I got up at 6:45 in the morning, and I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. Anyway, so I'm so glad you're taking my call, Joe. Listen,
yes.
I'm calling because I'm finally anger caught up with me. Finally, I'm so angry. But before I tell you why I'm angry, now is the time to be charitable. And I have a suggestion, and I think, Joe, you could do it. Frankie could do it and other people. They need to do what I would call a voluntary charity drive, starting with multi-billionaires and multi-millionaires. And I got news for you. If I would be Bloomberg right now with $59 billion, I'd peel off $5 billion to start it, and I wouldn't even know that I peeled off $5 billion. Give me a break. Because right now, all of these people, this is not socialism I'm asking for. I'm asking for charity. It's a difference. Because right now, businesses are hurting. People are let off. It's really mayhem. But this is where my anger comes. Okay, Joe? A lot to what you're saying. You remember I called you and I said accidentally on purpose when Ellen called and you set up. Now, we really don't know the truth, but here is some truth, okay? And this is where the accident on purpose I'm talking about. If this was an accident, okay, yeah, fine. So it's an accident in China. How about the on purpose when they had a celebration for the Year of the Rat in February, but this came out before February? This Chinese commie government allowed people, Chinese people from all over the place, from America, from Italy, from Iran, from wherever, to come celebrate in China. They knew this virus was going around. Yeah. And then they allowed them to go back and take a look at the mayhem and havoc. It's now affecting our health and our wealth.
Yeah.
They need to be held accountable. I don't trust them just like you, and I'm very suspicious, Joe. I really am.
Judy, thank you. We love you. We love you for listening. And I don't have an argument for you. And God forbid, you know, you're spreading misinformation about the Wuhan virus. I don't know. It was so irresponsible how China handled that. If it wasn't intentional, it was so reprehensibly irresponsible. At 999.
919, Joe on the radio, and Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970 The Answer. Hello, Debbie Duhame.
Hello, Joe Piscopo. We still have some problems out here on the roads. 22 eastbound at Grove Street in Bridgewater. It's an accident over there. Tunnelly Avenue northbound getting up towards Secaucus Road in Jersey City. Disabled vehicle, although traffic pretty light. Let's go to the inbound GWB. Looks okay. The outbound GWB, upper level construction going on till 1:30 this afternoon. Lincoln and the Holland okay. No major problems at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge or the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Let's go out to the Grand Central Parkway West, right at 168th Street. It's an accident over there as well. LIRR Metro North not accepting cash payments. You'll have to use a credit card. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride right now to 9W, you're moving slowly southbound West Point into Highland Falls. Looks like we're seeing some extra heavy traffic on Stony Lonesome Road and West Point Highway with testing going on at West Point. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. See, Debbie's taking Balance of Nature, Frank and Al as well, and myself. So I want you to try Balance of Nature because it builds up your immune system. Simple as that. 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. And you know what? It's like you're not going to have the fruits and vegetables that you need to fight off all the free radicals in your body. So you need those antioxidants in your body, and that's what Balance of Nature is. You know what? It's a natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Won't upset your stomach. And for me, this is not a clinical study. This is me. What happens for me, it gives you more mental clarity and energy. You feel better. And when, indeed, I got a couple weeks ago, I felt a little run down. I just upped my dosage, if you will, of Balance of Nature, and I beat whatever I had. And I think it will work for you. I'm not making an FDA claim here. I'm just telling you respectfully from your pal on the radio, it works for me. I think it'll work for you. And now you get free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Build up that immune system. Go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code The Answer.
I'm PBA President Pat Lynch. Right now, police officers, healthcare workers, and so many other essential employees are heading to work. We can't stay home. Our mission comes first. We have to protect you on the front lines of a global health crisis. And we're not just battling the virus. We're still fighting crime, responding to emergencies, and keeping our city running. Yes, these are the jobs we signed up for, but we aren't the only ones who sacrifice. Our families are sacrificing along with us, and they bear the greatest burden. They support us through long hours and uncertain schedules. They share our stress and our fatigue. And if we're exposed to the virus at work, they could be exposed too. So when you think about the cops and other frontline workers who are still on the job and at risk, remember, we aren't alone. Our families are on the front lines, too, and they deserve all of our respect.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, we have a winner to today's Yonkers trivia question brought to you by Empress EMS. Their paramedics and EMTs are always ready to help you in your time of a medical emergency. Here is Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano with today's trivia question and answer.
Name the former FBI director who served from 2013 to 2017 who was born in Yonkers. Answer, James Comey Jr.
Woo! All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know what? We have a winner here, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Yes. And by the way, thank you, Mike Spano, for an Al-style question. I mean, they're going to recruit him to start doing the Michael the Brooklyn.
Good. I didn't know. I had no idea. No, I didn't know.
No, come on.
If James Comey was from my neighborhood,
easy.
I wouldn't tell
too
anybody.
Easy. All right. I'll withhold my criticism of the mayor because it's a time of crisis.
I thought Comey was a jerk.
But the winner,
the winner, well, and we got to get to Hillary to answer people's financial questions, but the winner was Charlie Rhea of Kings Park, New York. Congratulations, Charlie.
Charlie, I didn't know that. I thought it was a good question. And we appreciate Mayor Mike Spano. Charlie, congratulations. You will receive a $50 gift certificate to the Heritage Bar and Restaurant in Eileen's on McLean Avenue, rated the number one family restaurant in Yonkers. And thanks to Empress EMS, their paramedics and EMTs are always ready to help you in your time of a medical emergency.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
This hour of the Joe Piscopo Show, sponsored by Evig Incorporated. Pandemic 2020. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. If you've got questions about the coronavirus, call now, 877-970-2999, and talk to the experts.
Hillary Kramer, kind enough to join us this morning. She had a great book called Game Changer Investing, How to Profit from Tomorrow's Billion-Dollar Trends. She's an investment analyst, a very common-sense gal. And Hillary, thank you so much for coming in. Sorry, they closed off the Holland Tunnel, we hear?
Well, they have stops everywhere. We're really starting to be in a state of quarantine, you know? Yeah. That's what it feels like.
So were they stopping and were taking people's temperature, were they?
But I think they closed it for whatever reason. I figured maybe someone needed to go through it or they were doing a drill of some sort. Once they opened it, we just flew. I mean, there's no one around.
No one around. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. Listen, Hillary, your advice is so great because you speak to the everyday investor. What do we do with the stock market? It's just astronomical, the drop in the stock market. What do you do? Do you hold on? Do we just sit tight? What are you advising to us? And we know this is advice that we're just putting out there objectively. We're not telling you what to do. But in your life, Hillary, what would you do?
Buy in small amounts the stocks that you've always wanted to own. We have not hit rock bottom yet. We are very much in a great position going into the market, looking nice and strong today. You know, we had some stability yesterday. There are certainly some bottom fishers kind of coming in and starting to nibble because there is cash out there. But it hasn't hit the bottom yet. And when we do, this is the buying opportunity of a lifetime. This is the chance that those of us in 2008, 2009, who look back and say, you know, I could have bought Priceline at a dollar,
kind of kick themselves
for.
Yeah.
You know, all of those stocks were up 1,000, literally 1,000%, the technology stocks. This is the opportunity, but it's not necessarily going to be the technology stocks. It's going to be companies like I'm buying Valvoline now. Valvoline, they own Quick Lube. It is a no debt, a great franchise. They're closed right now. Closed. This stock's $11. It was $24 just 2 weeks ago. You know, I mean, it's just kind of amazing if you think about it. You know, you have companies like Ulta, you know, the makeup store that is in the strip malls and in malls themselves. Mm-hmm. Ulta really owns the market, amazing margins. And do you know there's no debt, which I can't figure out, but no debt. This stock is $160, down from $300 on February 21st. And it already went up 20% yesterday. One other thing is those of you who love to trade, those of you who love to trade, and you're sitting at home, small amounts. I'm talking now that there's no fee, there's no commissions at Charles Schwab and Fidelity. There's nothing wrong with taking $200 and buying a little stock and selling it. Take, you know, $500. Nothing more than that. but it's really can be very interesting and a good way to start following great stocks. I always tell everyone to look at Hormel, HRL. I've talked about Hormel before.
Yeah, tell us about that. That was so interesting. What are you feeling about Hormel?
Hormel, which we call ham in a can, they own Jiffy. I mean, not Jiffy. They own Skippy. They own Skippy peanut butter.
Yeah.
And it makes Hormel so incredible because if you look at the supermarkets, it is the Skippy that went first. All sorts of Skippy in all different sizes.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So Hormel is at $47. And, I mean, it's not that much off of its all-time highs. However, you can't go wrong. They also have Applegate. Now, Applegate is the frozen, organic sausages,
chicken. Wait, they're great.
Chicken.
I love them. I love them. I eat their hot dogs. Yeah,
that's the direction that we're going in is Applegate. Hormel has one of the best acquisitions teams. I've met their head of mergers and acquisitions, and he's always searching out there because they know that they have to go beyond spam. And really taken this great franchise and done that. So I highly recommend anyone take a look there. You only get a 2% yield, but it's great. And then the stock that I'm going to be buying today is Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is $149. It's way below even book value. Now, would I be buying other banks right now? No, because the loan losses, all you need if you're a bank is a 10% loss on your debt that you hold, meaning the loans, 10% defaults, and you're in big trouble. But a company like Goldman Sachs is more of an investment bank. They have private equity funds. They're going to be doing all the restructuring. They have the balance sheet to go up and buy the debt when it's trading pennies on the dollar and then sell it when it's a dollar on the dollar. So Goldman Sachs, GS, you can't go wrong. This stock was just $220, $149. So that is one to buy and own for the long run. Now, for those of you who are saying to yourself, what's she talking about? I don't have any money to spend right now. What do I do with my 401k? Okay, my answer there is, you know, if you're holding it for decades, hold it. If you're holding it for 5 years, hold it. But if you're really, really scared, you can take 30% of your 401k and cash it out. Don't cash out the whole thing. Don't cash out 50%. But even 30%, you'd be surprised how well you'll sleep at night, because if the market goes down another 15 or 20%, you're going to sleep so well, even though it's only 33% of your portfolio in cash, you'll just feel so good. It really makes a difference. It's sort of like how you might want to lose 50 pounds, but just those first five, you're elated. I want everyone to know it's a scary time. It's a frightening time. But mortgage rates are still, they ticked up a little bit last week, but they're still at an all-time historic low. That 30-year fixed, the 15-year fixed, there are going to be people wanting to sell. There's a lot of baby boomers who wanted to get out, and they knew they wanted to get out and get themselves, you know, kind of whittled down and be in a, you know, in a community of some sort where they don't have all the upkeep. Those homes, they're going to put them on sale, and they're going to put them on at a fire sale price, and it's not like they're going onto the street. This is a great time for a first-time buyer to pick up a home that they've wanted and pick up a home bigger than you thought you were going to get.
Wow. Hillary Kramer with us. Hey, Hillary, what about, before we let you go, and thank you, you are just you are so, so wonderful, because you call it out. Because every time I ask somebody, what would you invest in, they go, well, I don't like to give advice. You go for it, girl. I love it.
I always will. There's no gray with me. It's black and white.
We love you for that. Pharmaceuticals. What about pharmaceuticals? Because I know I was talking with my mom. We're talking about, do you buy the pharmaceuticals that are putting out this, this Remdesivir or the hydroxychloroquine? Is it too expensive to buy the pharmaceuticals? Are people onto that at this point?
It's not too expensive. And even though Regeneron, REGN, has done nothing but gone up over the past few days, because it looks like they might have a new antiviral in the pipeline. You can't go wrong. REGN, it's a New York State stock company, and they're, from what everything I know and the researchers I've talked to, they are the finest, they're the best. They're the ones that make the macular degeneration drug that just changed everything for everyone. They have an amazing diabetes drug, and Regeneron does it right. I watched that stock be $10 for 20 years, and that's because they refused to make acquisitions to get their their stock price up. They refuse to do anything the wrong way. So you can't go wrong with that. And you also, of course, can't go wrong with buying a company like Sanofi. That's the French drug company. The reason I love Sanofi is that they are the world's leading vaccinator. And they do vaccines. So I know it's French, and you might be worried from that standpoint.
But Sanofi is, and
people are starting to notice Sanofi. But they have distribution all over the world. The ticker symbol is SNY. The stock is at $39, and your dividend yield is 4.3%. So everyone know S is in Sam, N is in Nancy, Y is in yellow, and plus it's always going to be a little bit more because it's European, and they're the ones, actually, Sanofi, that has this arthritis drug that may work, they're fine.
This is good. By the way, the book from Hillary Kramer is Game Changer Investing, How to Profit from Tomorrow's Billion-Dollar Trends. You got to Google Hillary Kramer with one L and then Game Changer Investing. Hillary's an investment analyst, portfolio manager, nationally syndicated radio talk show host, and the new book is Game Changer Investing. Hillary, we so appreciate it because we see, before we let you go, and we tell you with all my heart, thank you so much because you're so great. And a big shout out to Pavlina for me. She said, Joe, you got to talk to Hillary Kramer, our girl Pavlina, who works with Mike Gallagher. So we appreciate Pavlina bringing you over to us, Hillary. But stimulus package, the Fed moving interest rates to zero, all the things that are happening, it's going to be okay.
Everyone needs to know, not only is it going to be okay, we are going to be better than ever. And we're going to come out of this, and we are totally, just everyone know this. The light is coming, and it's going to be fine. People are going to have to rebuild, sadly. Okay, service industries are being destroyed. I won't candy coat it. You have families that invested years building diners that everyone loves, that's good as gold. They get to go back to Greece 2 weeks a year. They're fine Americans, and they make sure that they're giving to the community. And all of a sudden, right? What diner doesn't give free meals to everyone all the time? They are being closed down. We're going to have to support all of those people out there, every restaurant, every single service industry. That's our responsibility when everything reopens.
Hillary Kramer, check out Hillary Kramer. Check out the book Game Changer Investing. We love you. Hillary, thank you so much for braving the elements out there. Coming in live, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. And please come back soon because we love what you're saying, Hillary. And thanks for the great advice. Indeed.
Thank you. All right.
Take care of yourself, too, as well. All right. I know you keep yourself. Are you working out, by the way? Because I know you keep in great shape. I'm doing the same thing. I'm at home. I'm like doing.
I have a trainer. My trainer, Rob, after 5 years, he never saw my house, never saw anything, and he comes to my house, in shock. You know, he's got little kids jumping all over him. He's tripping on Legos, but we're doing it.
Hillary Kramer. Thanks, Hillary. We love you and appreciate it very, very much. 9:37 with Joe on the radio. The Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. We're going to jump to Sheriff Sean Golden when we come back. I want to see what's going on in Monmouth County, where that family was from. They lost four family members. We're going to talk to the sheriff and see what's going on down there in Monmouth County in the great state of New Jersey. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street for a second day in a row. The Dow Jones is up more than 150 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are also ahead. Tech shares are bouncing with Microsoft leading the rally. The Dow began today's session down more than 13% for the week amid the COVID-19 pandemic. At Governor Murphy's request, Bergen County Executive Jim Tedesco has rescinded his executive order that would have closed all non-essential businesses. Governor Murphy told Tedesco all orders of any closures that could be enforced would come from his office. Tedesco says he is trying to stay ahead of the curve in fighting the coronavirus outbreak. Bergen County has almost 200 confirmed cases, the most of any New Jersey county, and the state's first drive-through testing site opened today at Bergen County Community College. A leading expert on infectious diseases says Americans will likely need to stay home for several more weeks. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases spoke on NBC Today's show this morning, said if you look at the curves of outbreaks, Americans will have to practice social distancing for at least several weeks, Fauci said, I cannot see that all of a sudden, next week or 2 weeks from now, it's going to be over. I don't think there's a chance of that. In sports, the Giants have a new quarterback in the mix, a one-year deal with veteran Colt McCoy. The 33-year-old spent the last six seasons with the Redskins. Knicks and Nets shutting down their practice facilities. NBA sending a memo to all 30 teams mandating they close their training centers to players and staff starting today. Players across the league being told to stay at home and work out on their own. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thank you, Allison. Volume on 9W, southbound getting down toward the area of Stony Lonesome Road into Highland Falls. We're seeing extra heavy traffic on Stony Lonesome Road and West Point Highway with testing going on at West Point. Let's go out to the Sawmill. The Sawmill southbound into 117 down through Bedford. Watch out for an accident there. Traffic is moving along okay at the Hudson River crossings, but the outbound GWB upper level, watch out for construction going out till 130. Tunnelly Ave North, that's a Caucus Road in Jersey City. That's a disabled vehicle, and it looks like if you're heading out to the area of Applegrowth Road at Cranberry Half Acre Road in Cranberry, malfunctioning traffic light there to watch for as well. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to the East River Crossing, still moving along smoothly at the Queens Midtown Tunnel and the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge. Fog and rain today, high in the 70s. Tomorrow morning, clouds and then sunshine with a high of about 50 for tomorrow. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. We believe every driver deserves quality parts. That's why you can do it yourself at a Napa Auto Parts store or have it done for you at a Napa Auto Care Center. Either way, that's Napa know-how.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. I love what I do. But the demand became so great that we started, you know, working it out until it took over a room in my office. And then we had to move it out of my office. And then I had thousands of people asking for it. It was actually only sold on a referral basis for many, many years. Other companies are starting to catch on to this. And I buy every single other product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. It doesn't work. Well, this is the real stuff. And don't be fooled, because we have absolutely the best process. And I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
I took everything that was on the market. Nothing ever worked. Nothing ever worked. And this is the first thing that's really worked.
There's never been a company that's offered this kind of stuff and really followed through.
I was trying things, and I just decided that I was going to try another product. I can tell you right now, I'll be recommending Balance of Nature.
So much stuff doesn't do anything, or it works against the medication you have to take, and da-dum, 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 and nothing happens. You guys are doing a better job.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
I've never had anything that I've taken from somebody I found from the radio that they do exactly what they say they're going to do.
Nothing can compare with the benefits of Balance of Nature.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So I have a friend. Sheriff Golden's going to join us from Monmouth County coming up. I have a friend, Lieutenant Luigi, I tell you about, and he runs all of my live shows. Just a great guy, a Medal of Valor recipient from the NYPD, retired lieutenant detective of the NYPD. Just a great guy. So he got me over to the LaFreda family, and we were doing an event over in Jersey, and I met Mr. Pat LaFreda, and he's kind of a legend. They're legendary meat purveyors, right? They supply all the restaurants, all the top restaurants in the tri-state area with meat, right? What a down-to-earth family. What a great family. We had the best time. And I was doing the Frank Sinatra stuff. Louis sang a little bit. And then I find out, and I sat down with Pat LaFreda. And you know, I have such a love for when folks come to this country or when their family comes to this country, and then they become this great success story. Now, LaFreda was established in 1922 in Manhattan's meatpacking district. Pat LaFreda meat purveyors have been an institution in the New York restaurant scene for generations. You'll see the trucks around town, you know. But to think that they supply over 1,600 restaurants a day, Pat LaFreda supplies 1,600 restaurants a day. And when you sit at a restaurant and you have a cut of meat and I'm with my friends with Pat and the family, I could tell in a second, you could tell the superior quality of the cut of meat from LaFreda Meat Purveyors. They operate two of the nation's largest state-of-the-art facilities right in North Bergen, New Jersey, and keeping to their local New York, New Jersey roots, which I absolutely love. We're going to be talking a lot about this great, great company and this beautiful family. Go online, please, to LaFreda.com. It's L-A-F-R-I-E-D-A, LaFreda.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 944. We're trying to cover everything and everywhere for you. So Sheriff Sean Golden just doing a magnificent job as Sheriff of Monmouth County, New Jersey. And he is kind enough to check in with us, and we wanted to see what's going on down there. Sheriff, thank you so much. I know how busy you are, Sean Golden, so thanks so much for joining us live on the air. We have so many folks concerned what's going on. How are things down in your neck of the woods, sir?
Oh, hey, Joe. Listen, good morning. How's everything with you? All right? Everybody good?
You know what? We're gathering together, and there is a strength that I knew we had. You know what I mean? I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Listen, you've been through it, and, you know, certainly we've been through challenging times. And,
yes, sir.
And, you know, New York and Jersey, we're up for the task, right?
Yeah, I think so. And people are like joining together stronger than ever. Yeah. Hey, but yeah. Sean, you know,
go ahead, please. You know what I say? We put a post out early this morning. And remember all the small businesses that sponsored your little league teams and soccer teams and everything, and supported the community. Now's the time to support them, right? So,
Amen.
If you can drive through, if you can order out, that's what we need to be gathering around and doing, and just cooperate. Listen, the governors of each state, Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy, they're putting out their emergency orders and direction, and the direction is meant to protect us all, right, from what we don't want to happen. So in order to do that, our residents need to, pitch in and cooperate. And we see that. We are seeing it. We're seeing a tremendous amount of community spirit in and around Monmouth County here.
Yeah, and what if I want to ask you, Sheriff, and I hesitate to even talk about it, but that the family that lost four died.
Just heartbreaking, really is heart-wrenching to see one family sustain four losses, three of which were right here in the county, the other one out in Pennsylvania, but they were all together at a family reunion. It's a tight, close-knit family, church-going family. One of the earliest cases that we had in Monmouth, we're up to 44, and we don't want to alarm. We all know testing is going to increase and the cases for positives are going to increase. So
yes,
that's
sir.
The known factor, right? We don't want people to panic over that. What we do want is just to heed, the distancing, the hygiene, the cooperation, if you will, about large gatherings. That number will that curve will slow down and decrease over time, right? That's the goal.
But, yeah, Sheriff Golden, so this family, as I see it and I read it here, they died at Central State Medical Center. They were from Freehold. Was there underlying diseases that they would go that fast? Because, Sean, they were together like March 10th. That was only 10 days later.
Sure.
Four of them died. Now, that's scary.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know their family attorney and as well as our public officials here are calling for the CDC, to look into this particular family and what may have been underlying in that accelerated their conditions and certainly ended up tragically dying. And so, that, as I said the other day with regard to that, I think we had two pass away the other day. It's an outlier. We're not seeing that around the other cases in the county and around the state. So, it's concerning. But I don't want people to be panicked by it. We're not seeing that type of trend elsewhere in the county with our other positive cases, nor in the other counties. So, you know, that's the good news. The sad news is, you know, family lost four and they're grieving over it. And by the way, not out of the woods. There's still a couple that are, in jeopardy.
Lord.
So we're praying for them.
Well said, Sean Golden. Sean Golden, the sheriff, doing a great, magnificent job down there in Monmouth County. We're all getting hit, and now this family that lost four. But so you're telling me that the family is going to go to the CDC and say exactly why, to use your words, Sean, aptly put.
I think hospital officials and everybody, you know, we want to see if there's some type of underlying causes. Grouping, if you will. And I know the attorney was in the news calling for just that, and rightfully so. We're encouraging that, you know, any of the autopsy to take a look at what may have occurred surrounding this particular family. But, you know, listen, I'm moving ahead. We're going to see increased number of cases. Again, everybody is pitching, kind of adhere to the governors and what they're doing. And our president, as you know, is leading the way. He's done a tremendous job. And so have the governors of the New York and New Jersey. And Governor Murphy is communicating very well, both in public and with his staff, with the Department of Health and Human Services and Office of Homeland Security, who we are on conference calls at our operations center here in Monmouth County on a daily basis. And I understand the one Bergen County test site is going to be up and running. The one in Monmouth County that FEMA and the state are setting up is supposed to be operational sometime next week. So when we do an update next week, Joe, I'll fill you in on how that all
is. We appreciate it. You're right. At Bergen County Community College, where we sometimes broadcast from, they're doing the tests there. The governor will be there. And Monmouth County will have those as well, those drive-through testing facilities, Sheriff?
It is. Again, I want to stress it is not open. Probably won't open until mid-next week. But the FEMA resources and state resources are in the process of getting that stood up. And that will be at the PNC Arts Center that you're very familiar with.
In
Holmdel there. And so it's easy access for the region. And those are regional test centers. So, people can go in and get tested. And I will say a lot of private centers have stood up, have worked with the Department of Health, and a lot of the immediate medical facilities, those outside urgent care facilities. We have a couple in our county that have stood up and began to do registration testing. So you have to register on their various sites and go see them, but they'll test as well. So the testing is increasing. No doubt about that. But with that more tests, we'll see more cases, obviously, on the rise that test positive. So,
Sheriff,
it's about stopping the spread here, and everybody's pitching in. Great community spirit.
We appreciate your service. And Sean, everything okay? It's tough. We have to break here. But as a first responder, Sheriff Golden, how are you holding up? How's your team holding up? And thank you for your service. I know how tough it is. But
hats off to, we're predominantly volunteer in Monmouth County. Hats off to the volunteer first aiders, the firemen, and really the healthcare professionals in our hospital. We have three major hospital centers, and they're just doing a tremendous job. And you know what? The unsung heroes, all the volunteers, and particularly all the maintenance. Think about all the maintenance people going in and out of these buildings, stepping up all the cleaning and sanitizing that needs to be done. They're doing a fantastic job.
Sean, we appreciate it so much. Sheriff Sean Golden, we'll talk to you next week, Sean. Godspeed, and thank you again for your service, sir.
I'll do it, Joe. Be safe.
Well done, sir. Sheriff Sean Golden from Monmouth County. 9:52 with Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhaime looking out for it. It's foggy. Be careful. But Debbie's got the word for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Stay safe, everybody. Be careful out there. And let's see what's happening as you head to 8 southbound, getting down toward the Commodore Hall Bridge in Shelton, Connecticut. It's an accident. One lane remains blocked over there. Again, Joe mentioned the fog. With the fog out there, definitely want to take it slowly. 9W southbound slowing down into Stony Lonesome Road into Highland Falls. We're seeing some extra heavy traffic on Stony Lonesome Road and West Point Highway into West Point with testing going on in West Point today. 684 northbound exit 2 getting up through Purchase. Watch for some ongoing construction. Outbound GWB upper level. Construction going on until about 1:30 this afternoon. Hudson and East River Crossing still okay. Westbound BQE slowing down just a bit here, getting down toward the Brooklyn Bridge. And the Garden State Parkway northbound, we're seeing some volume getting up toward the area of exit 145. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One. Whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing. And Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Overcast and damp this morning with a bit of rain or drizzle along with some fog, then clouds and sunny breaks this afternoon, becoming breezy and much warmer with a shower, the high 75. A shower or thunderstorm in spots this evening, then turning partly cloudy, windy and colder later tonight, though 42 to 46. Breezy and much cooler tomorrow with some clouds giving way to lots of sunshine, high 50. For Sunday, mostly sunny, high 46. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Joe Lundberg. Okay, you got 5 minutes. You got till 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's coming up after 10 o'clock, 10:05. But you got till 10 o'clock. It's 9:55 right now. If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Just like that. See? All of the things that are going on. Here, on the radio from Route 22 Toyota, we could offer you something free. Multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. I can tell you about 0% APR financing, up to 72 months for qualified buyers from Alex Kinsella, the general manager there. I can tell you about the beautiful new indoor showroom, new customer lounge, that new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You know, now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, look what you get: free oil change filter and a multi-point inspection from Route 22 Toyota. And the best thing about it is, I'm telling you, they know everything about cars, and you're going to get the best deals over there. But you don't have to deal with dummies. You don't have to deal. When I tell you, Chris and Johnny, these are great guys. Angelica is there, and Iggy himself, great guy. No dummies. You don't walk in like a, and you don't get the back and forth, the pressure. You know, you don't wait, no wasting time and dealing with people that you just don't plain want to talk to, right? Route 22 Toyota has everything for you. Whether it's my car, whether I ask a car, can I get Mikey a car? I need a part for my General Motors car. They are there for me, and now they are there for you. First five callers, next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. From Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Hey, thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for Mike Gallagher. Keep it right there. Frankie Five Boroughs, great week of shows. That's a lot of work on your behalf. Thank you for that. We appreciate it very much, Frankie.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend, Joe.
We'll be listening in the morning. Murano in the morning. That is Sunday morning, followed by the great John Catsimatidis. And Albert, stay safe. Don't go to the brewery, Al. Stay home, for crying out loud. Just stay safe, will you please?
Stay away from me. Wash your hands.
And Debbie, we love you. Most of all, we love you. We're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. You got to stay strong, you know? God bless you. God bless your family. You know what? May God bless the United States of America and all of our friends around the world. We're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. Make it a great weekend, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
49 degrees at 9:58. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Exelon and its utilities, including its nuclear plant in Lacey Township, have donated $1 million to relief organizations during the coronavirus pandemic. Exelon also suspending service disconnections and are waiving new late payment charges. The utility and its companies are also supporting local food pantries in surrounding communities. Governor Cuomo ordering all barbershops, hair and nail salons, and tattoo parlors to close by Saturday at 8 p.m. Cuomo says the move to close the non-essential shops until further notice puts New York in line with similar closures in New Jersey that kicked in last night. New York has more than 4,000 coronavirus cases and more than two dozen deaths. The death toll from the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak surpassing 10,000. Nearly a quarter of a million people have been infected with the virus in 163 countries and regions. Johns Hopkins researchers say there are now more than 200 dead in the U.S., over 14,000 infected.